Good evening and welcome. It's a specially warm welcome to you if you're a guest here. It's really good to have you with us today. This evening we are continuing to celebrate the indestructible life of Jesus. Dan is going to be bringing God's word to us later as we think about Jesus' resurrection. And of course we also get this great opportunity to celebrate the new life that Chris and Erin have been given because of their faith in Jesus. We're going to celebrate that in baptism. So let's pray that everything that happens this evening would strengthen our faith and build our confidence in our Saviour. Let's pray together now. Father God, we praise you for the good news of the gospel. We thank you for the joy of being together to celebrate today. We pray for Erin and for Chris, and we pray that you would bless them as they celebrate what has happened in their lives. And we pray that you would bless us as we do likewise. Father, we pray that in everything, Jesus would be lifted high as our only hope, as our salvation, as the one who has defeated death. Amen. Amen. Now, this song which we're going to listen to now is Erin's choice, and she's chosen very, very well. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. Let's listen to these words as the musicians lead us.
And wonder how he could love me. Thank you very much, musicians. Well, before we come to the really exciting part of this evening, seeing these two baptisms, which we're very much looking forward to, just a word by way of explanation for us about what's going on this evening. It's important that we understand it. There are two things that are really important for baptism. Water, and you'll be glad to know we've got some of that, and being baptized in the triune name of God, being baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because it is that triune God who saves us. Now, we've got some ordinary water here, and most obviously, water signifies cleansing, that we're having our sins forgiven, or in when somebody comes to baptism, they've already had their sins forgiven, but it signifies the cleansing of sins. And the mode of baptism is less important. So Erin is going to be fully immersed this evening, and Christopher is going to be baptized by sprinkling. So two different modes, but what's really important is that water is involved. What's needed to benefit from baptism? Well, there's one clear answer to that in the New Testament, and that is faith in this triune God. Let me read to you some verses from Romans 6, just after those great verses in chapter 4 of Romans, where Paul's been speaking about the necessity, the need of faith, and how important it is. And he goes on to say this in chapter 6. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. What faith does is it connects us, it unites us to Jesus Christ, and all of the benefits of salvation come to us through that union with him in his death, burial, and resurrection. But there's also some obligations. We're waving goodbye to the old life. It's death to the old life, just as Jesus died on the cross. But it's saying hello to a new life and a new way of following Jesus, just as Jesus was raised 3 days later on Easter Sunday. What's the benefit of being baptized? Let me first of all tell us what it's not. It doesn't give you fuller forgiveness. Erin and Christopher, you are as much forgiven before your baptism this evening as you will be afterwards. And the other thing it doesn't give you is the gift, the supreme gift of God's Holy Spirit. For those who trust in Jesus Christ, they already have that wonderful gift, him dwelling inside of us. So why do we bother doing this? What are the benefits of baptism? Well, first of all, it brings assurance of faith. It confirms or seals faith to us. And secondly, as we reflect upon the picture of everything that God has done for us, it also assists us in our faith as it grows as we trust in Christ. There's much more that could be said about baptism. It's just such a wonderful picture of the good news of what Christ has done for us. But that'll do for now. What we're going to do, first of all, is we're going to watch Christopher's testimony on the screen behind me. And then Christopher will be baptized, and then we will move on to Erin after that. Well, it's been 2 years in the waiting, so it's probably time we got on with it, isn't it? Christopher, can I invite you in your towel to come and join us up here and take a seat? Let me give you that as well. Yeah, put that over yourself. Let me give you that. I'll go and get some water. You'll be glad to know that Erin's dad did the water, so it's going to be plenty warm enough. Got some questions to ask you, Christopher. They're important questions, as you know, and you've seen them before. But let me ask you these three questions. First of all, have you turned from all evil and turned to God, repenting of your sin?
Yes, I have.
Secondly, are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your only Saviour?
Yes, I am.
And thirdly, are you determined, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to follow Jesus Christ and serve him as your Lord forever?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Might just give you a second to take off your glasses if you want to. So, Christopher, on your confession of faith and at your own request, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You can dry off your hair now, Christopher. Shall we give him a big round of applause? And I'll pray for you, you and Erin, in just a moment together. But if I could just invite you to take your seat back where you were now, and then Lisa is going to come up and introduce Erin to us.
privilege to be able to invite you into the pool.
Wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that absolutely brilliant? Now, Chris has also chosen an excellent song for us to listen to and meditate on as we reflect on what we've just seen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let's listen as the musicians lead.
Hold again. Mark 16, verses 6 to 7, which we heard from this morning. "Don't be afraid," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter." Let's pray. Risen Lord Jesus Christ, on this most wonderful, glorious day, we meet together in your precious name to praise that the tomb is empty and that you have indeed risen and you are reigning your world today and always. We thank you that in your great love and mercy that you are obedient to your Father's will and that you willingly sacrifice yourself in our place that first Easter, so that sinners trusting in your spilled blood would be washed clean of their sin and spared the just consequences that we all deserve. And now, instead of eternal separation from the Father's love and blessing, we can look forward to a future with you in eternity, covered in your righteousness, enjoying fellowship, happiness, and the joy of being in relationship with you forever, our Saviour, our Lord. We praise and worship you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. May we be those who treasure you in our hearts each and every day and live as redeemed, forgiven children of God to the glory of you, our Saviour. Holy Spirit, please inspire us this Easter to share the hope we have as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the angel said in the tomb, as your disciples, help us to go and tell others that Jesus is alive and risen. Please convict us to not be afraid as we witness to our families, friends, neighbours and colleagues that everything your word says about the Son of Man is true. He is the promised Messiah and the only way to the Father. He is the one who bridges the gap between sinners and a holy God. We confess that too often we ignore your prompting to speak out and witness to the divine love that we have felt from our Lord Jesus. And we recognise that in these moments we are not showing love. We repent and we ask for your forgiveness. And we ask that we would be reminded of the great love that has been shown each of us individually. And we ask that you would continue to shine a light on Jesus in our hearts and help us to point others to him too. Loving Father, after the sadness of last year and not being able to meet together as the body of Christ last Easter, we thank you so much for your mercy that we have been able to meet this risen Sunday. Thank you for the joy of being able to celebrate together and to be able to sing praise to you. What an uplifting morning we had, and how grateful we are to you that many of our loved and missed church family have been able to come in person this weekend, today and tonight, some for the first time in months. Father, we praise you for the joy we all feel and the sense of unity that being physically together brings. And we look forward to many more Sundays like today in the very near future. Lord, thank you so much for the testimony of your love that we have just heard from Christopher and Erin as they were baptised. What an honour and privilege for them and for us to witness as they publicly proclaim Jesus as their Saviour. We ask that you would fill them with a deep sense of joy and peace and that you would use both Christopher and Erin in your kingdom. We ask you protect them both at this time from the evil one as they have unashamedly said that they love Jesus. Please help Erin as she witnesses at school and Christopher as he speaks to those he meets each day. Father, we thank you for them both. Lord, we lift up those that you have given the position and privilege of leadership in all walks of life, within the church, in families, in the workplace. We pray for all those leaders that they would lead with love and wisdom, which can only come from knowing you and fearing you as creator and sustainer of all things. Help those leaders to put those that they lead first and to serve them sacrificially, just as the divine leader, our Lord and Saviour, served us, his people. We ask that you would uphold those who are feeling the pressure and burden of leadership through what has been a difficult 12 months. We particularly lift up our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. We can but only imagine the pressure and strain he has faced. We recognise your sovereignty over our government. And as their leader, we ask you would continue to help Mr. Johnson navigate our great country through these, what we hope, last phases of the pandemic. Give him your peace, Lord. We don't know where he stands with you, but pray that he would look to the one who gave us everything. In closing, Lord, we thank you that restrictions have been eased and families and friends have been reunited this weekend. Thank you for the sunshine. And we trust that better days are ahead for all of us. But may we be those that look forward to the day when our risen King comes to reclaim those that he loves. What a day that will be. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.